There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in South Korea, where the country has inaugurated its first Holocaust museum in Paju, demonstrating its dedication to remembering the 6 million Jewish victims and combating hatred. Established by the Christian Zionist Korea Israel Bible Institute, KIBI, the museum features exhibits on the Holocaust, Jewish history, and Israel. Attended by officials, including Israel's ambassador, Rafi Hapaz, the opening was motivated by a rise in anti-Semitic sentiments, especially after recent events. South Korea maintains strong diplomatic and cultural ties with Israel, with Jewish contributions recognized in its educational system. In Romania's recent runoff election, centrist candidate Nucosor Dan won 54% of the vote, defeating far-right politician George Simion of the Alliance for the Unity of Romanians, known for its anti-Semitic views. Simion's party has a history of minimizing the Holocaust and promoting anti-Semitism. Notably, the Alliance for Unity of Romanians' controversial history, including its ties to anti-Semitic movements, was a key issue in the election outcome, which it lost. In the United States, Kathy Manning has been appointed chair of the Democratic Majority for Israel Advocacy Group, a prominent pro-Israel organization. Manning, who served in the House from 2021 to 2025, is a strong supporter of Israel and was the first woman to lead the Jewish Federations of North America. During her congressional tenure, she was involved in foreign affairs, including co-sponsoring the bipartisan Countering Anti-Semitism Act. She has expressed enthusiasm about leading the DMFI amid pivotal moments in U.S.-Israel relations and the Democratic Party. Staying in the United States, New York City Mayor Eric Adams and Israeli Minister of Economy and Industry Ner Barkat have announced the creation of the New York City Israel Economic Council to boost economic ties and innovation. Adams highlighted the tradition of New York City Israel collaboration, emphasizing job creation and innovation, while Barkat praised New York City as a global hub for business. The council aims to enhance Israeli exports, promote innovation in sectors like fintech, health tech, and environmental tech. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. On Thursday, Ed Frank, CEO of Axis Innovation, will host the 12th Axis Tel Aviv conference, showcasing Israeli strengths in AI, sustainability, manufacturing, and dual-use tech. UK Home Secretary Yvette Cooper has announced plans to introduce laws targeting state threats, potentially banning Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Groups like Labour, Conservative Friends of Israel, and the Board of Deputies have long advocated for proscribing the IRGC. Pope Leo XIV has emphasized the importance of ongoing Jewish-Christian dialogue despite challenges, highlighting the deep historical connection between the faiths. Umut Ataseven, a 29-year-old Turkish man who posted a photo of himself next to an Israeli flag when he visited Tel Aviv, will face trial in Istanbul in September. He was detained, dismissed from Turkish Airlines, and banned from traveling after sharing the photo with false accusations of supporting Gaza violence. Returning hostages are experiencing increased online abuse from genuine users, with analysts noting that this harmful trend is escalating. And finally, Birthright Israel has launched its summer program, welcoming over 20,000 Jewish adults from the United States, Canada, and 30 countries, including France, Argentina, and India. Running from May to September, the initiative aims to deepen Jewish connections through educational trips. This summer marks a 60% increase in participation compared to 2024, with over 30,000 participants expected in 2025. Celebrating 25 years, Birthright has provided more than 900,000 young Jews with immersive experiences in Israel, fostering identity and lifelong bonds. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.